must travel on to nowhere. We tried, just never mattered. They all shattered, so we packed up.
Welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast.
Yes.
The part of the podcast where we talk about Westerns because, and Westworld. I remind you all, this is the No Cry Christmas Marathon as we discuss Westerns all December.
Is there going to be a Bob Marley song?
No, no Bob Marley. Beginning of this? No Bob Marley.
No woman.
I
no.
feel like we should no be hearing sleigh bells.
Right.
And then Trinity hitting people. Tonight we're going to be talking about the 1971 film by Enzo Barboni starring Terrence Hill and Bud Spencer. Trinity is still my name.
Still his name.
Right. As Trinity and Bambino go off and Bambino attempts to teach Trinity how to be a nefarious individual. And they fail at that task repeatedly. Damien.
Hi.
This, I can tell, is one of your favorite movies.
Oh, Jesus.
You told us from years back about the infamous slap scene.
Yep.
Right? Do you want to lead this off, or do you want...
I definitely want to hear what you can say about this movie first.
So, Douglas...
No, I want to hear from you.
How dare you figure out my tactic?
Yes.
So Damien,
hi.
All of the movies on your list are legit westerns.
All of them are
right?
Straight up westerns,
which are legitimate movies.
I don't know about that, but
this is the one movie we're looking at it in the face.
Uh-huh.
I know this is not the movie that was ever meant for me to watch.
No.
Like, I'm not saying this movie doesn't have its moments, right? The slap scene is wonderful.
Oh yes, it is.
Right. It is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
I love the opening scene with Bambino and Trinity coming upon the stragglers who they rob twice.
Yep.
I love meeting the father and the mother. The other part that I really love, and I don't think it's that I love it for this movie, it's that I feel that Dan Aykroyd stole it for the Blues Brothers, which is a scene at the restaurant where they're acting like fools, acting like themselves. because all you needed was him leaning over to the family next to them and said, "How much for your daughters?" And we would have had the scene from Blues Brothers. It would have been perfect. But for me, for the rest of this movie, it just wasn't a hit. Like, it was almost just an uninteresting movie to me. I heard Douglas trying to finish a movie earlier today when I came home from work. And, like, as I heard it, he was watching the ending of it. From far away, I'm like, is Douglas watching a kung fu movie? Just hearing the sounds from it. I can tell, like, I actually took a look and I saw these guys, Terrence Hill and Bud Spencer, together made, like, a series of
so
movies.
So many movies.
Like, there are a few Trinity movies.
Right.
And then there's, like, movies where they're, like, spies.
There are police where officers. Yeah. Crime Busters is a terrible movie.
And it's obvious that these guys definitively love working together and love doing this type of comedy, which, in the right story, in the right movie, I would love a lot. But this movie, eh.
So I have a story to tell.
Yes, in the beginning.
Yeah. When I was a fat
young
warthog.
Warthog. Damn it, man.
Andrew, get that right.
Such a simple song.
Simple.
Ruin the Lion King.
I gave this movie the requisite reverence that it deserved.
Right.
I said, I am going to...
I didn't watch the first one, by the way.
I'm going to...
That's fine.
Ensure that I know what I need to know. And I sat down and I watched They Call Me Trinity. Yes. The first installment of this series. Oh, Damien, I love that movie. That movie is so good.
Yes.
It's just dumb. It
is remarkable.
It's... Oh, my God. It's perfect. So let's start off there. Then, the next day... I am ready to watch.
I heard a Django song in that movie, by
the way. Yes, yes, there's a Django song in that movie. So, the next day, I'm ready to watch now. The second part of the movie, I'm rested up, I'm good to go. And my brother, like the little shit that he is, puts on Wiener.
You need to be awake for that movie.
And...
ruined it for everybody.
I... got so upset before the movie because I did not want to watch this movie.
In fair, no one did.
It did not help to know, you know, it's one thing for Andrew to tell me he is an asshole and decided to watch that movie, but the fact that I know it came from the internet.
We've spoken many times about listening to the internet.
So I was not in a very good mood.
I can imagine.
I woke up the next morning.
Still in a foul way.
And went to work.
That didn't help.
That didn't help. Came home and we put up Christmas trees and all sorts of things. And I think I had to stay up late the night before. And so, my plan to be well rested for this Western was done fucked up. Thanks to that asshole. And so I slept through quite a bit of that movie. And I slept through it while being super angry that I was sleeping through it because I had to watch a bad movie. Not a decent movie, not a good movie, not even a bad movie. A just god-awful mess of... a train of a shit show of just
face to palm.
Can we get to the Western part here and stop cursing about another movie that we've already discussed?
What? This is my review of the movie.
Right.
You reviewed your movie the way you wanted to review your movie. Let me review my movie my way. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, of course, I, you know.
We, the Andrew delegation.
Yeah.
Sit back.
I have things I can throw at you. Shush.
Right. You slept through it.
Yeah, so I got through most of it. I definitely zonked out half an hour before it ended. And so I had to, as Andrew said, kind of come home early, try and catch the last half hour. I just wanted to give you context around what I'm about to say. Because... I don't take this lightly. Damien.
Yes.
I was not particularly happy with the way the movie ended up.
Yeah.
So, at first, and I want to watch it again because I was just not in the let's enjoy shenanigans kind of mood. I was in the fuck Andrew and his fucking movie kind of mood, right? Which I still am in. Can you notice?
I don't get that sense anymore. You seem calm.
But the movie started off and it felt like they didn't remember that they made a first movie. It felt like they had to explain to me that these people were brothers. It had to explain to me what was... that they were a Western. It was, you know, in Western times. It had to explain to me everything that I already knew because I watched the first part. But that's fine. You can get past that. I'm seriously trying to... I think I must have dozed off more than I thought I did. Either that or... the story or the how you get from point A to point B is fairly thin, because I'm still a little confused as to how things developed, right? And as Andrew said, there were a couple of standouts. Definitely the slap. I love that. Even before you showed it to me, mm-hmm. I'd seen clips of it, and it's hilarious.
It lives up to the hype.
It does. I love that on multiple occasions they try and rob these guys, this family in the wagon, and end up doing something for them, doing chores for them, and giving them money. Just every time. Every time. Mm-hmm. That's one of those jokes where it's what I kind of think of as a Will Ferrell joke. Because it's not necessarily... It is kind of funny at first, but it's not... It's no big deal. But what Will Ferrell does a lot is he just keeps going. He mm-hmm. persists, and he keeps doing the same joke. And he essentially dares you mm-hmm. to
don't laugh.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. You've seen this.
Yeah.
You know where this is going. Don't laugh.
Exactly. And that's what they did with this. Mm-hmm. And I applaud them for that, because that was genius. And there were a couple of other scenes. But overall, I came out of this movie just kind of confused. And just really confused because, one, I didn't like it when I was so set up to like this movie. Two, there's something wrong with my brain, the movie, or my sleeping pattern where things just did not connect right for me. And so I really want to like this movie more. I'm definitely going to watch it again. But that aside, these guys working together, they're hilarious. And the first movie is just perfect. And if this movie is anything like the first one, I'm going to love it. And there's more Trinity to watch, and there's more Trinity that's going to be watched. So, yeah.
Are you going to look up these two guys as their escapades don't in other movies?
The rest of them, like, they're still funny together, but yeah. You can definitely skip that.
Skip
one.
Crime Busters?
Do not. All right, cool. If you go down this road, you want to take a detour as Crime Busters comes up. All right. So I chose this and not the first one for one specific reason.
Mm-hmm. Slap scene?
No. While that helped, one of the Trinity movies had to be in there because they are essentially what the scary movies are, but for Westerns. Except they're better at it. They actually know that there's no point in just copying different scenes out of different movies and putting them together. You still need to come up with some kind of story in order to get what you want. And the second one specifically feels like they looked at the first one they made and went, what if we just do this again? And so it's not as good as the first. Like,
so you're saying it's Evil Dead 2?
No.
Pretty much.
It's...
Except, not really, because Evil Dead 2 is Evil Dead 1.
Right.
This is just another movie they could have made.
Right. What they did was, they're like, alright, look.
Reboot?
No. What they did is what the scary movies did. They just looked at a different section of Westerns and went, we should make that story. Instead of the first movie stories, which we did, and it was great, but there's still more Westerns we can do this with. And there's more Trinity and Bambino in this one than the first. The first one is heavily weighted towards Trinity.
Yep.
He's basically in there, and Bambino shows up at the end and gives two people some of the most glorious slaps you've ever seen in your life.
No, Bambino is in there throughout.
Yeah, but he's not as... like.
Yeah, he's not as integral to the movie. Absolutely right. Not.
And so, this one, what I...
And I was very upset because when we started watching this movie, I told Andrew, and it was the perfect metaphor for the first movie, but not for this one. Well, maybe in a way. But I said to Andrew, listen, Bambino is the Lieutenant Dreyfus to Trinity's Clouseau. Oh, and that, because that is how I saw them in the first
That's
movie.
That's pretty good. That's spot on.
But it wasn't so, it wasn't as...
No, it's not, the, like, you like it the next that. Time yeah. you watch it. Especially because you love the first one.
Mm-hmm.
You will like this one. Like, it's not as good. And I knew that. I knew that showing you guys the first one is the clearly better option. But you watch that on your own time. I don't want to ruin that with this. But this second one... I've when you see the amount of westerns that I've seen, because what you guys have, and if I had done this correctly, this would have probably been the last movie that we watch, because then you'd have more because a lot of this movie references a lot of other westerns. So if you've seen a lot of westerns, you can see where, like, the movie that they looked at and went, we can use that, and we can use that, and we can use that. And that helps.
So you're saying this is the Hot Fuzz of westerns?
Basically.
Yeah.
Right. The first one almost feels like an original. Like, clearly they looked at other things, but the first one
feels
too much like its own
movie. It feels
movie.
Like a movie, but it clearly uses tropes, just simply because I feel like westerns on a whole, especially back then, just have these tropes
but
that
this
it always
there's funny. Things you... Like, the bar scene, if you take out the slap part, there are other westerns that have similar bar scenes, like really similar bar scenes, and then they just go, but what if we take it further? And that is what they did throughout, like, the end scene. There's a movie that ends basically like that, and then they're like, wait, more. Just more everything. And it just continues. And that is what I... Like, this movie gives me hope that one day we'll get back to movies that properly spoof other movies. Like, we have the We Are the Spartans, Meet the Spartans, and the Scary Movies, which are... And the 50 Shades of Black, which are... They're just bad. Right? But when you take the entire genre and go, let's just make a spoof of not specific movies. Like, we can have specific bits, but not directly pointed. But let's just make fun of the entire thing. That, because that's what that horror movie with the house, Cabin in the Woods, that's what Cabin in the Woods did. It went, what if we make fun of all of it? All at once. And that's what they did. And that movie is a special, special movie because of it. And you want more of that. And that is what this movie...
Okay.
Yeah, like, the more westerns you... Like, months from now when you watch Trinity again, because you'll definitely watch the first one, because you won't be able to help yourself. And when you see this again... Having done all of this marathon, you'll see that, oh yeah, that's where they took that from. And it would, because then you'll see it all as one big joke, and not that the movie is trying to tell a story. The movie is just walking you through Western tropes and making fun of all of it along the way. This man that is perpetually dirty.
Yes.
Kind of for reasons. Right,
I said to Andrew, he just never gets clean. Right. He goes in the bath, he comes out, and the clothes look good, but then his face is brown.
Right, the movie at no point takes itself serious. It just goes through, and I just didn't, because I didn't spend the time. And so it's mostly my fault. It's definitely not Andrew's fault. He told me to order these movies, and I was too busy watching westerns to pay any attention. But like, every time I go back to these movies, especially because, like, this movie has parallels to like Bone Tomahawk, like the sleeping out in the desert thing, right? And the, oh, there's one guy that is so dangerous but always dresses nice. Like the Bone Tomahawk thing, those are things that came out of old westerns and they just made it super awesome and modern for us. But those are things that the Trinity movies mocked a long time ago. And it might be the reason why I think I enjoyed Westworld even more, because even they took things, much like what Red Dead did, which was, oh, we're building this world that is our world, but dotted over the entire world is things that came out of old westerns, old western movies. A lot of the Westworld things and the dress and all of that, I know what they would have looked at to go, oh, that is where you took that. Like the can rolling into the street and the guy picking that up, I know the movie they took that from.
What's the movie?
No, I'm not telling you. Watch more westerns.
Please tell me.
Trinity is still my name.
But that movie sucks.
That's fine. But like this movie is, the Trinity movies are usually Christmas time movies. Me and my uncle sit and we put these on and we just laugh and people walk past and go, you two are idiots. Continue about your business. And they're not wrong.
That's for 22 Jump Street.
I don't think I can make him watch that though. He'll probably plug out the TV again.
But he's in a cube of ice. See, it didn't take long.
No, for me, I will, of course, I love those movies. And I saw that Baywatch trailer.
Yeah, and Damien.
As much as it pains me to admit that.
I want to watch that movie, Damien.
God, I want to watch it. Ah, Lord.
Lifeguard Pursuit.
Yeah. Damn it.
Like, actually, it's one of those things where I watch that and I'm like, was Baywatch that dumb?
No.
Right, they thought it was a real thing.
Yeah, they made a real TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awful. Mm-hmm. Unless you like watching Pam Anderson's breasts jiggle, nothing else about that movie, that TV show, served any purpose.
That's but what I remember.
They're like, what if we, in the spirit of Trinity, just turn the dumbness as high as we possibly can. And that is what they've done.
Is there anything else we want to say about Trinity?
For everybody else, watch the first one. Watch My Name is Trinity. Because that
No,
is...
it's They Call Me Trinity.
Right, sorry.
Because
the second one is Trinity Still My Name.
Yeah.
That one is, like, it starts out, he's being dragged by his horse through water. At some point. Made no difference. He just sat on the, like, he just has, like, two sticks on the back of the horse, and the horse just goes.
And I think literally the horse stops somewhere, he's still sleeping, and it goes, and he wakes up and says, huh? Oh, yeah, oh, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. And then just walk, I just
get up. It's so, Andrew. Yes. You just that stare movie at it. Is so good.
You stare at it and you go, you people are unbelievable.
Look, this I is want, the dumbest shit I ever. Want to like that first movie just because I know a Django song is in it.
Yeah.
Also, I love the concept of that horse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
It is a thing of, like,
yeah, they definitely didn't use that as much as they used it in the first
one. They're like, listen, they're quick on the draw. How quick? Cartoonishly quick. Like, quick enough that nothing you do can matter.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, because it was back in the old days, they had to speed up the film.
Yeah. I was actually asking Douglas that as we were watching the slap scene. I'm like, I wonder how slow they actually did that while they filmed the scene. Because you can see it sped up.
Yeah.
Right?
But, boy. Boy, these stupid movies. It's so good. And there are not that many Western comedies, which still saddens me to this day.
Look,
if you said the good, the bad, and the
look,
weird, I'm going to
I have Blazing Saddles. I'll always have enough.
And I didn't realize that, like, you guys showed me that movie. I'd never seen it because I didn't realize it wasn't... I didn't realize it was an actual Western.
What, Blazing Saddles?
Blazing Saddles. I thought it was just one of his fun time movies that happened to be on, like, a TV set that had Westerns in it.
There was a TV set eventually.
Yeah, but I didn't realize that, no, we're a Western all the time. Cause this shit's stupid.
Right.
And making fun of Westerns is a thing that I would like.
Because you know enough about it.
I'm just upset Monty Python didn't take on Westerns at any point. Like, they should have gone out of their way at some point to go, think about a proper English Western. Like, change.
This is a dumb question. Yeah. You're going to say yes to and give me a list of 20 movies that... But... Are there any British Westerns?
I don't.
Because Western is like an American thing.
Except it's not.
I mean, Western. I know there's the Italians do it, the South Americans do it.
They were the ones that did it.
Yeah.
Like,
but it was all about selling to America.
Right.
Right? That was the thing, though. Mm-hmm. So they knew who they were selling to. Right.
But I like the British dry sense of humor. I want that in a Western. Just one. They'll never do it. Who would give them the money to do this?
The BBC.
I mean, they would. But they have... Oh, boy. I just want one. Like... Hot Fuzz Guy.
Edgar Wright.
I want Edgar Wright to make me a Western.
He has.
To date, no. One in the West.
He has made a Western. His childhood movie.
We could watch A Town Called Bastard, mm-hmm. which is a British Western.
Ah!
He made a movie called A Fistful of Fingers.
Uh-huh.
Starring Robert Shaw.
He's American.
And Martin Landau. Oh, look at that.
Anyway. That's the end of this Trinity conversation.
Watch the first one.
I'll try and watch it.
No, I'm not talking to you.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, all right,
giving up on you years and years ago.
Aww.
Watch the first one.
I was right last week, though, so...
I mean, you're only wrong because you haven't seen enough Westerns.
Okay, cool.
I'm sure will change.
Next week, we're going to be talking about Sam Peckinpah's 1962 film, Ride the High Country.
So that is a full Western. Like, there's no jokes in that. That is a Western-ass Western.
It said Sam Peckinpah, so yeah. I expect that.
Yep.
I love The Wild Bunch.
They make a lot of good movies. Yeah.
The sun in the morning warms the cold night, cold night. What makes you go on to change your mind? How far down that road you've gone, a long way from the first day when you picked up that gun. Yeah.